Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So in essence, going into game four Saturday night, it's a new season because, well, for Indiana it is. It's the Big Ten opener off its disappointment of Wake Forest leaving Kevin Wilson. More frustrated than steaming mad or upset, but that being said, he told us Monday out at Hinkie Hall of Champions that this league is all about balance, and, well, it starts with the run. And, well, the best-case scenario, Misters Feeney and Camille are back by Saturday night. Right now, there's not going to be any decision made on either of the two. But still, the ability to get more rushes and to stay on the football field, that will be key against the Spartans.
Find a way to get the running game going. But when you're playing with a group that's got a bunch of guys up in there, and you know, there's some one-on-one plays, you got to take them, and we did. And the team we're playing this week, they're historically one of the premier defenses in the country, and they do it by having guys that can play lock man-to-man. It's loaded box, and it's tough sledding in the run game. But we got to find some run game. Because, again, we got out-rushed. Yards per carry is the same, but just attempts. You know, they had 50 rushes. We had 32, so we got a little bit more pass set. We did have some pass numbers, but we got to find some balance, and that'll be tough in a lot of these games we're playing. We got to find it. We got to get back on track.
Well, indeed, get back on track. And, you know, Indiana was only two out of it last year at East Lansing. They trailed 28-26. Michigan State was a staggering 13 of 20 in third down conversions, and they ended up running 96 total plays. They just wore down Indiana in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 24-0, making a close game into a rout. That's Indiana's goal. Well, to get away from costly penalties and to stay on the football field longer. Don't forget Sports Talk. We'll go behind the scenes with Fred Glass tonight and talk a little IU fall baseball. Hey, the baseball Hoosiers play Michigan State's baseballers too out at the BART before that night game. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, certainly Nick Westbrook has settled in as a very capable replacement for the injured Simi Cobbs. Last couple of games, 100 yards plus, two touchdowns in each game. Catching up with him in the dressing room after that tough loss against Wake Forest back on Saturday night, there was a lot of frustration, but also very solid support behind his quarterback, Richard Lego. And as he was telling us,
really just like anything in life, like you're working so hard at it, and you're doing well, and there's just something that draws you back, and it brings you back, and you keep trying to get to that goal, and you keep getting closer and closer, but there's something that's, you know, just drawing you back, and it hurts, you know, it's frustrating, but you know, just going in next week, we just got to eliminate those mistakes and just keep it rolling. I just told him, I was like, I still trust you. Like, I still have complete faith in you. There's nothing. Two of those were tip balls that, you know, I feel like competitive plays that we could have made, especially mine. You know, it's just, I there's no faith loss in him at all whatsoever. I still have complete confidence in him and how he can lead our offense and lead our team. I had, you know, a lot of yards to the air, and we're being efficient through the air. You know, obviously it's good to have a balanced attack, but you know, we made up for that. So it's a double-edged sword. Like, we're a double-edged sword as an offense, where if they start trying to stop the run so much, we can, you know, still be proficient in the passing game.
Well, there any question about that? And he obviously is a key asset the way he has developed, and that is Nick Westbrook. He'll be trying to add to his totals, nearly 111 yards a game. He's caught 15 balls for 332 yards and has been a big play target for Richard Lego, averaging 22 yards a catch. Michigan State, 17th ranked, battle for the old brass platoon, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Red St. Louis, 8:05 after Sports Talk. Fred Glass and Chris Lemonis Baseball. I'm Joe Smith.